action. Bickley and Murata. Mock my world.
Stop mocking me!
Brought to you by V's Barbershop.
Yes, it's that time again. Mock my world, the four-round snake-style draft among the members of Bickley and Murata Mornings. And that would be Dan Bickley, myself, Sarah Cazell, and defending champion Jarrett Carlin, who in last week's draft on the topic of best things Minnesota, he garnered 33.8% of the vote. Very close vote, one percentage point ahead of Sarah Cazell, who finished second. Jarrett's team was Larry Fitzgerald, Bob Dylan, the Mall of America, and Rose from Golden Girls. Yep.
I can't believe you won with Rose from Golden Girls.
Oh, I'm Sarah second. I finished third, and Bick bringing up the
last
rear.
Last place?
Wow. Yeah.
I am slumping.
And I think you had three very strong picks.
It's the accent, yes. The way I phrase that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And even, I think, water skiing is what a fun activity, but not necessarily instantly associated with Minnesota.
Yeah, there was a lot of people from Minnesota that chimed in on that social media thread.
Yeah, there was. That was cool.
I learned a lot about the state that I've never been to last week. Anyway,
like
this
Juicy
week.
Juicy Lucy's.
Yeah. Right?
Thank goodness for Minnesota and Juicy Lucy's.
I had one last night.
Did you really?
Without the bun, of course. They are delicious.
Whatever you got to do.
Yes. Yeah. This week's topic with the Cardinals heading on the road to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Uh-huh.
Greatest things about Jacksonville.
No.
That's not it. We have to have 16 picks for this draft.
Yeah, exactly.
So Jarrett came up with the idea of
Cats.
Famous cats. Jaguar is a cat. Famous cats, real fictional.
Yep, got it. Real fictional, and you could get creative if you want.
In reverse of last week's results, Bick's got the first pick. I'll go second. Sarah third. Jarrett fourth. Four-round snake-style draft. Go ahead, Bick.
Because Jarrett has given me the license to get creative, I am going to take Tiger Woods with my first
pick. Right off the bat. That's very good. I love it.
That is creative.
That is creative.
But so creative, you probably could have saved it for later in the draft because we wouldn't have thought of it.
Oh.
I wouldn't have gone there.
Okay.
Could have been a third round value pick.
See, this is why I'm no good at this game anymore. I've lost my way.
All right, Vinny,
you've lost your way.
Your second, Vince.
There's only one cat that I could think of that was just an absolute phenomenon in the early 80s that eats lasagna. And he's hilarious. Garfield.
Please do not pigeonhole to a fad. He is still a phenomenon.
Not like he was in the 80s.
That's a great pick, though.
Yeah, that is a great pick. I am going to take the
cat that hates Mondays despite not even having a job.
you're right. That's right.
Monday is no different than any other day.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the internet's favorite cat, Arizona's own Grumpy Cat.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
One of Dan's favorites.
Yeah.
Jarrett has two picks now, first and second round.
Well, there's a lot to choose. I'm going to go with the Cheshire Cat with the big grin from Alice in Wonderland.
Mm-hmm. Love.
And Fluffering Fuckatash, Sylvester the Cat.
Nice.
Can you clean that up for the next person who has to use that microphone?
Yeah.
How about it?
Oh, God.
We use our own mic socks now.
Yeah, what a gift for young Jesse.
I don't know if that was enough to stop that torrential downpour.
More going on there.
Sarah.
All right. I am going to take a lion, which qualifies as a cat, I assume.
Oh, yep. It does.
Oh, yeah.
I'm taking Simba.
Good pick.
Ooh. That's a great pick.
Well, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't?
I mean, go continue. There's an obvious pick from that movie.
It's a great
pick. I wouldn't
say
it's Simba. Yeah.
The king?
No, the king of Pride Rock. Originally. All right, go. Continue, please.
I'm going with the personal choice here.
Oh,
everybody's
he's never fair with that. Well.
Favorite hairless cat.
Yeah,
Mr. Bigglesworth.
Yes.
When Mr. Bigglesworth gets upset, people die.
It's good.
That's a strong pick.
That is.
What's creepier than a hairless cat?
Very little.
I like hairless
cats. The guy petting the hairless cat.
Yeah. You with your shirt unbuttoned?
Not hairless.
Oh, right. Right. That's right.
All right, Bick, you got two picks.
Okay. Give me Catwoman.
Oh, that was on my list. You going with the Julie Newmar?
No. Michelle Pfeiffer.
All day.
Over Michelle Pfeiffer?
No, Michelle Pfeiffer is...
Yeah, she was good, too. She was good, too. And I will take... I will take the Pink Panther.
Oh, that's a strong value pick. Third round. Back to me. Ugh, I'm not a cat person.
You know, Jared,
I'm going to go famous cats.
Famous cats. I'll go with Leo the MGM lion.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's not bad.
Is it good or not bad?
It's not bad.
who should I believe here?
It's good.
All right. Sarah?
All right. I'm going
to
take...
To add to your team of Grumpy Cat and Simba?
Yes. Cat in the Hat.
Oh, man. I thought that was going to fall to me. But that's a good one. All right. I got my two picks to...
To complete your team.
All right. I'm going to go with a pick who is great. Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger. Jarrett doing all the voices.
And then just to be a little creative, I'm going to go with my favorite show as when I was younger, Dr. Katz.
What? Dr. Katz. Wow, you just cost yourself votes.
I shouldn't have gone.
So obscure.
I don't even
I should
know
have gone
that's
with Katz Delicatessen.
Referring to. That's good. All right, I am going to...
Dr. Katz was an animated therapist, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Wait,
and had
what?
A bunch of stand-ups on it.
Yeah.
That's how I was introduced to all, you know, Jeff Ross and Patton Oswalt. And anyway.
Okay. I am going to take from Shrek, Puss in Boots.
I didn't think of that one. That's a good one.
Played by the amazing Antonio Banderas.
Yeah.
I'm going to go... I think I should get a little creative with one of these. I'm going to go with the guy that makes me laugh. Cat Williams.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
All right, Bick. You've got the final
pick
of the
pick,
draft.
I will take the Cowardly Lion.
Oh, put him up.
Put him up.
I'll fight you both together. I'll fight you one hand, but time I have my back.
There's way more famous cats than I thought.
Oh, yeah.
How about the Heathcliff snub,
Heathcliff. Well, once you go Garfield, Heathcliff is like picking Hydrox after you picked Oreos already. You know what I mean? Because I had Heathcliff on my list, but once you had Garfield...
There goes your Hydrox endorsement, Jared.
Oh, geez, I'm sorry. Cat Dennings?
The Stray Cats, the musical group.
Oh, that's right.
Aslan from
I don't
Lion,
know if
the
that's
Witch
true,
in the Wardrobe.
But I heard they were going to rock this time.
Jinxie Cat from Meet the Parents.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
How about Miles Davis, the coolest cat in town?
Tigger from Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, yes.
Tom from Tom and Jerry.
Oh, that's a good one.
Raja from Aladdin, a personal fave.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
We should have had more players.
No,
there was more cats to go around. All right, Bick's got Tiger Woods, Catwoman. I'm not sure that's a great idea having them on the same team.
Whoops.
The Pink Panther and the Cowardly Lion. I've got Garfield, Mr. Bigglesworth, Leo, the MGM Lion, and Cat Williams. Sarah's got Grumpy Cat, Simba, Cat in the Hat, and Puss in Boots. And Jarrett's got the Cheshire Cat, Sylvester, Tony the Tiger, and Dr. Katz. We'll get this up on Twitter.